Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard.
Rob Parker.
That's right.
Do you know how to do that?
On a Magic City Monday. Do I know how to do what?
Open up the show like that. You look like you were struggling.
No, I mean,
struggling.
I was struggling because I was looking for you.
That was the payback.
There's plenty of time when you're not here. You know, if I know I'm doing it, then yeah, I'm all
you know struggling. What?
My wife was on call this weekend at the hospital, so I haven't seen her since like Friday morning.
What? Do they sleep there?
Well, it's about a 45-minute drive. So when she's on call, she'll stay at a hotel near there, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yep. So I was saying hello and lost track of time.
Yeah, but, I'm sure you did. You had to give the big breadwinner a little sugar when she came home.
Big breadwinner. all right, anyway, we are the Odd Couple, as you heard Rob Parker say. We got Eric Pincus, Rob, who covers the NBA, for Bleacher Report coming up at the bottom of the hour so he can catch us up on all this free agency craziness. Rob G, run down some of the you got some of the stuff. Run down a few of the big signings.
Well, we had a lot of them.
even relevant ones too. Like
I was gonna
I mean
say,
maybe
right.
just even like the Lakers aren't really big ones, but you know, those are relevant.
Sure.
Knicks, stuff like that.
So Chris Paul, 4 years, 120 to stay in Phoenix. Only two of those years fully guaranteed. Lonzo Ball, sign and trade to the Bulls, 4 years, $86 million. Kyle Lowry, sign and trade to Miami, 3 years, just under $90 million. Jimmy Butler, staying with the Heat on a max extension. Mike Conley, staying in Utah, anywhere between 3 years, 68 and 3 years, 72. Shams and Woj disagree on the number on that one, so I'm sure we'll find out later. Tim Hardaway Jr., staying in staying with the Mavs for $72 million over 4 years. Jared Allen, 4 years, $100 million. Apologies
Good for
to him.
Him, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was going to say, can you imagine if you're Tim Hardaway Sr. and you know you had a great, really good.
He
NBA
was better
career.
Than his son. His son is
right.
good, but
his son has made
star.
Way yeah, more was... money than he ever made.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
like that must be like, wait a minute. I played. I put up these numbers or whatever. And look,
he's a borderline Hall of Famer. You know,
right? But
he really
but you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like his son just got a $72 million. I know he didn't make that much money.
Yeah, he may not have made that in his career.
Right.
Yeah. But, so, and the Lakers.
We got a lot more. Alex Caruso, unfortunately, 4 years, $37 million going to Chicago. The Bulls.
Is it legal to smoke weed in Illinois? Will he be good or not?
We'll find out. I've heard that LeBron James and Clutch Sports are trying to turn it to a felony at this point because they're upset. But we'll find out. Derrick Rose staying in New York, 3 years, $43 million. Evan Fournier going from Boston to New York, 4 years, $78 million. And this one just came down. We don't know the terms of it yet, but P.J. Tucker going to the Miami Heat.
Are you serious?
Yes, wow. sir.
Wow.
So
that's
we'll
a
see.
Big one. That's a big one. Don't you think, Rob?
Yeah, that's
got,
a big
got the terms
big
actually just came down. Terms came in. 2 years, $15 million player option in year two.
I don't know what Milwaukee could have offered him, but they're going to miss him. He was big. I mean, I don't even think he scored in game seven or, you know.
But he's a big piece for them.
Yeah,
I agree with
defensively.
That.
But here's something you got
to
consider,
I thought he
though.
Might actually go to the Nets to play, right. you know, Durant's his buddy. I thought that might be in play.
Should consider this, though, with him getting what looks like part of their mid-level exception. It looks like there will be no DeRozan-Kyle Lowry teaming up.
Yeah, I don't know what DeRozan's becoming the mystery man because it doesn't seem like there's much money out there for him to get.
I was going to say,
maybe NBA that'll help the LA, that'll help one of the LA teams get him.
You don't want to wait around, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, because once the money's gobbled up, it's not like other free agencies. Like,
once the money's gone, you're gone. So you need to have a deal in place.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, that could help the L.A. teams because we know there's been talk about, you know, would he just take the mid-level exception and play for the Lakers or the Clippers? I'm going to say this, and Rob G, you're not going to like it. But if I'm DeMar DeRozan, he's from L.A., he's from Compton. Obviously, he grew up as a Lakers fan. I mean, just about everybody in L.A. is. But I'm honestly, if the money is the same and I can either go to the Lakers or the Clippers, I think I'm looking at the Clippers right now. Just because his role with the Clippers this year without Kawhi would be huge. Like, he would be their second scorer. Him and Paul George would both get 20-plus a game.
Right.
And, you know, he'd have a chance to lead them into the playoffs and all that stuff. So if he wants a bigger role, I think the Clippers is the place to go. Now, if he's just like, look, I want to get a championship, and, heck, he might – I don't know if they try to bring him – I don't know that they bring him off the bench, but certainly a starting lineup of LeBron, Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and DeMar DeRozan, you got no shooting. Your fifth starter could be Steph, and you'd still have no shooting.
Right.
Not enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's going to be interesting. There was talk about Dallas. Has Dallas done anything other than get Tim Hardaway Jr., Rob G?
Reggie Bullock got a 3-year, $30 million deal, and they're bringing back Boban, but we don't know the terms of that one yet.
Yeah. DeMar is an interesting fit. I mean, he's another playmaker, obviously. He's not a shooter, which is something you like with Luka. But Dallas, it doesn't look like they're able to do much. You know, they better just hope that Kristaps Porzingis is, one, physically healthy, and, two, has an attitude adjustment. So,
right, well, he has to want to be there, Chris.
Right.
Otherwise, it defeats the purpose of it. And we already know he's really not that happy with where things are going there.
Which, Rob, I'm a little baffled. I mean, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes with those guys, but I think his game is a great fit with Lucas because he's a shooter, and he's a very good shooter. He also can rebound. He can block shots at the rim. I think his only problem is he's not healthy, but apparently he thinks he can do more, and he thinks Lucas cramping his style. But I think he needs to realize, look, man, I'm a good fit with this dude. This dude is something special. We need to make it work. But anyway, let's move on, Rob, to Lonzo Ball. And Lonzo Ball has been signed and traded from New Orleans to the Chicago Bulls. 4 years, $86 million, $85, $86 million. But what the Pelicans got in return, Thomas Satoransky, from the Czech Republic, Garrett Temple, who's a high character guy, solid player, nothing special, and a second rounder. I mean, that is not much of a haul for the number two pick in the draft just a few years ago. It wasn't like he was the number two pick 10 years ago. And I don't know. I know they got Zach LaVine, and do they look at Lonzo as a nice match, a fit with Zach? But I'm not sure what they're doing up there in Chicago. But what are your thoughts on Lonzo, Rob? This is a guy that Magic Johnson said was, you know, gonna be him, gonna break all his records and all of that. And now, a few years later, he's on his third team. He gets traded for a bag of basketballs. And, you know, he got his money, good for him. But where are you at on Ball at this point?
Yeah, I think you have to be honest. Magic, of course, it was a lot of hyperbole, Chris, over the top.
Shocking for Magic.
Yeah, right, Magic, right, over the top. I don't even know how you did a show with him. I'm just saying. But my point is, you know, the way he was saying, and I thought the Lakers got painted into a corner to take him, Chris. His dad was talking so much stuff. And if the Lakers didn't take him and he turned out to be a star, it would be hard for Magic to recover. because he played at UCLA in your backyard, right. Chris. You had right. every opportunity. It's not like he was playing across the country. You didn't really get to see him in person a lot. And, you know, and you could say, well, he looked better on tape. You know what I mean? Like yep. Magic could have watched this guy every night he played, all right? And if it would have panned, and if it didn't, if they didn't take him and he wound up being a star, it would be bad for Magic.
Right.
So he takes him. He talks him up as much as he could. He was awful, and I'm going to say that, just bad, bad-looking shot, very passive Chris's first year, like nothing what people expected, and well, he did.
He really couldn't shoot. That was
right.
the main.
And I'll yeah. give him credit. He went to New Orleans. He worked on his game. He got better. He's yep. not the number two pick. If you were to redo that draft, I'm not sure he's in the top 10 or 12. You know, I'm not.
He's probably in the top 10 or 12, but yeah, yeah, I hear.
But
what
you know
saying.
What I mean, lower oh, yeah.
no
on
doubt.
The lower end of that, and
no
and
doubt.
So. But he has improved himself. He's like Chris said, he's going to be a decent player for a long time. That's not an issue. Like, but he's never going to be the star. And like going to Chicago now with that team and where they're going, that's like NBA Siberia. I hate to say it.
It is, I mean,
what are they
off
doing?
The radar. Yeah, they're entirely
what
off
what are
the
they
radar.
Doing?
Yeah,
I have no idea how that team fits in, Chris. What play they're making? Who's leading what? What are they running? And
right.
if you can't stick around as a point guard who can pass the ball to Zion Williamson in that situation down in New Orleans, where, right, you already got enough shooters and people making points. All you need to do is knock down some threes when they leave you wide open and be the distributor. Like, it was a perfect scenario for him, and they couldn't
yep.
wait to get him out of town. That says something to me.
Yeah, I mean, and look, and Eddie House put it well. They've made a lot of head-scratching moves down there in New Orleans, all right? They hire Stan Van Gundy and fire him after one year.
And we knew that. We knew that the first guess.
Right.
Like, what?
Like, I mean, come on. And Stan, look, he did a good job in Miami, even though they replaced him and, you know, Pat Riley ends up winning that championship. He did a good job in Orlando with Dwight Howard. But Detroit, he was a mess.
A mess.
Then, obviously, it didn't work out in New Orleans. But he, Rob, you talk about an insult. He took the ball out of Lonzo Ball's hands and put it in the hands of Zion Williamson, who, yes, he's looks like he's going to be a great player. But, I mean, my goodness. And I know Lonzo became a better shooter. And so it was, you know, he could play in that type of system. But it was strange, and that had to bother Lonzo. But that told you, Rob, they didn't think much of him, right? And then, Rob G, get on here. The story came out that David Griffin, in interviewing new coaches or prospective coaches, he ended up hiring Willie Green.
Right.
But one of the – he talked to Jacques Vaughn, who's a Nets assistant, about him coaching him. And Jacques Vaughn pulled himself out of it because Griffin wanted say on the lineups. And one of the things that the reports say – Griffin wanted to start. Who are the two guards? Nickel Alexander
Walker and Kira Lewis.
Wow.
Have you ever even heard? I mean, I've heard of them because we follow the sport, right?
Right, but right.
Think about that. Where's Lonzo? Like, you wanted to start these two dudes over Lonzo? So there's either ineptitude in that front office.
Or it says
or
something
Lonzo's
about Lonzo.
Just not right. Just not what they thought. Now, Rob, his numbers last year. You could do much worse. 14.5 points a game, almost 6 assists, 5.7 assists, and 4.8 rebounds. So basically 15, 6, and 5. He shot 38% from 3. You could do a lot worse than that. But, I think the dude's a good player. He doesn't look like he's going to be a star. His
right.
brother, obviously, is going to be a star
and maybe
LaMelo.
But you said this, and you say, you know, not a bad – but he was the second overall pick. There was way
right.
more expectations.
Oh yeah,
than what
you
just said.
But we've seen worse
right.
than this. You know what I'm saying? We've
oh, yeah,
seen
yeah. I'm
first
not saying
and second
a,
round picks.
He's a bust. We're not
right.
saying he's a total bust. But he ain't as advertised as Magic put out there.
No, and here's Rob. This is the ironic thing. I think that the hype surrounding him, let's face it, was created by his dad. And a lot of people might look at that and say his dad really screwed him up because he overhyped him. He's better than Steph Curry, all this and that. The shoes, you know, big baller brand, all that madness.
All those blisters on his feet from those shoes. Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
But, Rob, I think the hype from his dad was a double-edged sword. In that, on the one hand, it helped him because if we had never heard of LeVar Ball and he was just your typical dad, you know, behind the scenes, nobody really knows him, he's quiet, whatever, he would not have gotten drafted second, right? I mean, who knows where he would have gotten drafted, but the Lakers probably would have taken a De'Aaron Fox or maybe somebody else. So it helped him get drafted second. As you said, there was such momentum about this kid that, you know, they almost had to take him with the Lakers. So it helped him in that regard, but it hurt him immediately, Rob. And you and I were at the first game when Patrick Beverley's like, yo, I'm picking dude up 94 feet because of his dad, right? And then when he's not as good as we think, you know, all of it just makes it look even worse because your dad's hyped you up so much. So now, like I said, 15, 6, and 5 doesn't look that good because your dad was telling us you're better than Steph Curry and all of this stuff. And so I think the hype helped him and hurt him. And like I said, I like him. I think he's a good player. He may probably never make an all-star team. Certainly not. Doesn't look like a multiple time all-star. And it's going to be interesting, Rob. This is I don't know if I'll say, would you say fall from grace? That's probably too strong.
Nah, I don't think so.
He did get a 20 something million dollar contract a year,
nah,
you know.
But Chicago is the problem. Do you see what I'm saying?
Like
no man's land, Chris. What are they? Are they trying to compete for a championship or are they trying to get a lottery pick? They're in the middle. They're not one of the two. They're in the middle somewhere.
I think they're hoping to make a playoff run this year, you know, in the East. But you're right. I mean, even if they sneak into the playoffs, this group is not going anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why I look at Lonzo and where he is and say, wow, like, am I wrong? Is it three teams in 4 years?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Right, he's about to start his fifth year. Right. Right?
Yep. Well, so it'll be three teams in 5 years.
Right. Next year, next season, 3 years, he's been three teams in 5 years. He's the number two pick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's look, at least he's improved his shot, and that'll help him. Like I said, he'll stay in the league. He plays good defense, Rob. You know what? He's not as good, I don't think, but there's some similarities. Obviously, not as big. There's some similarities to Ben Simmons. Big time hype. Now Simmons has obviously had more success.
Right.
But maybe he's on the downfall. You know, we'll see. At least Lonzo had the work ethic and the mental strength to improve his shot.
I'll give him that, Chris. I will give him that.
And Rob, check this out. His first year, 45% free throw shooter. Second year, 42% free throw shooter. This year, he was 78%.
Right. That's improved.
So he has improved, yes. But
and we talked about that early on. Like, to be a guard who handles the ball, Chris, you got to make free throws.
I mean, absolutely.
Right? You have to.
Absolutely. So, all right, we will. We're gonna throw this out to you guys, and I got one of my boys. I won't name him, but he's a big Lonzo fan. He's always texting me.
No,
he's
I want
a big
names.
Michigan fan.
I want names. Who is
you
this?
You won't know him, but call me, bruh. Call me. Call right now. You want to talk? He talking. Stan messed him up and got fired. Y'all selling Zoe short. Call in, bruh. Make your case. 877-99 on Fox.
Who is
877-996-6369. Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is a Magic City Monday. I am Chris Broussard. He is Rob Parker. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio. And Rob, I'm dying. I got Peacock, which is great. You got to get Peacock, the app.
I thought
to watch
you need
the
penicillin
Olympics.
For that. You all right? Okay.
Oh, gosh. Look at you. That ain't making the air. All right. But I'm looking for Slovenia because I want to see Luka on the Olympics, and I can't find it. Are we only showing, American teams?
Yes, that's what they do, Chris. They don't always show. You think they got to put every game on?
I'm looking for Slovenia. Who are they even? They're playing, is it Italy? Rob G, who they play? I think they're playing Italy. I want to see Luka, but yeah, I don't know if I can find it. I'm feeling some kind of way. But anyway, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in quickly. We've got time for about one call,
that.
Rob.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, Peyton in Nova Scotia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Peyton?
Not too much, guys. It's a pleasure being on. You guys have the best show on the air. Love you guys.
Thank you, bro.
That's nice, man. Thank you.
I like the signing of Lonzo to the Bulls. I think he's a good complement to Zach LaVine, whereas LaVine can do a lot of the scoring. Lonzo kind of fills in those gaps. They're both big guards. And I think they can really grow alongside Pat Williams and kind of form a nice core there. Plus, they have two more years of Vucevic. I think if they could cash in on Lauri Markkanen and maybe flip him in a sign-in trade for DeRozan, that's an interesting starting spot.
I think that's a good fit. I think he's a good fit with LaVine in the backcourt. I agree with you. Lonzo also is a very good defender. So I hear you. And Vucevic is, Vucevic puts up numbers. I mean, he don't win,
Chris,
but he puts up numbers.
I hear all that. But he should have been there with Zion. Come on. Why is he not with that group?
Yeah, but I'm just saying for Chicago, I like him and Zach LaVine. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying is he should be there. Everybody thought that was going to be perfect.
I mean, I don't know. I got to talk to somebody down there and see what in the world was going on. But it's surprising. You're right. Because, Rob, most people thought they were a good fit, him and Zion.
Right, that's what I'm saying, right.
Go one more.
Andre in Massachusetts. Dre, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on? Really like Alonzo going to the Bulls for the reason just stated. They have a bunch of players, who need somebody to facilitate getting the ball, Vucevic and LaVine making things easy for them. But then more than that, I'm a fan of Billy Donovan's leadership, like what he did in Oklahoma City through the years, particularly getting them to the conference finals. I know Golden State came back, but they knocked out a good San Antonio team that won 67 games that year. And then furthermore, Mark Eversley as general manager and overseeing it all, Arturis Karnisovas, who came over from Denver. I really trust their leadership and their player development. So they're putting the pieces in place, have the Bulls be in the playoff picture and maybe, kind of similar to a team like Atlanta, maybe even make a further leap, get to the divisional round next year. So I think Lonzo is his career.
You're reaching a little bit on that.
My God, Dre, really?
Right. I mean, they're building some young players, but second round,
I just don't
Billy
see it.
Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan's a proven coach. Again,
is Billy playing or not?
Billy's fine, but when he didn't have that superior talent out there, he didn't do much. I mean,
exactly.
Billy's a fine coach, but let's not make him out to be something he's not.
He's not making magic, Chris. I'm sorry.
Right. So, all right, that's our man, Dre. We got Eric Pincus from Bleacher Report coming up in a moment, but first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest covers the NBA for Bleacher Report. Eric Pincus, friend of the show. What up, bro? How are
you? What's up, Eric?
Hey, man. Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, it's been a minute. Chris. I look forward to the day we can sit at Staples Center and just chill and chat.
That's
chop it up
right.
A little bit.
That's right, my man. And I know I appreciate you joining us on this night because I know how hectic this is for you. So, look, let's start with the Lakers. First of all, what do you think of the trade for Russell Westbrook?
You know, I like it, and I get why some don't. I mean, clearly they need shooting. Like, you don't have to be a genius, a basketball savant to know that. But I think Westbrook gets them more wins than a shooter like Buddy Hield. And the fit with Buddy is perfect. But it's not all about making it fit perfectly. Fit the role players around LeBron, Westbrook, and AD. You need somebody who has a strong personality next to LeBron because LeBron will overshadow anybody. You see that when Kobe played. Guys who are just so overpowering, the ball just comes to them. And that's not really what the Lakers need at all times. They need somebody. Like Kyrie, when he played with LeBron, thought he was the best player on the floor. And, yeah, they butted heads, but they also won. So I think it falls in that line. They're going to be able to get some shooters. They're adding Wayne Ellington. And I know Trevor Ariza has been able to shoot. He hasn't shot that well in some time. But they're going to keep looking for shooting. But I think in that core piece, I think they're good.
Yeah, okay. I don't think it's a good fit. But we will see. How about Chris, we were just talking about Lonzo Ball and his move to Chicago. How surprised are you? Everybody thought that him and Zion would be perfect, right? And now he's on his third team in 4 years, going on 5 years, was the number two overall pick. How do you describe what's going on? And aside from the $84 million, which I'm sure he's glad to take, where is his career going?
Well, I wasn't surprised. This was something I'd been reporting on, something that the Bulls were working on. And Lonzo chose Chicago. I think he likes the idea of playing with a scorer like Zach LaVine. I'm a UCLA guy, so I watched him play, and I know that he's not somebody who cares about being – he doesn't want to be the top scorer. He wants to be the point guard. He wants to be the guy who wins, helping his team win. So you need to have scorers around a guy like Lonzo Ball. And look, he's flawed. He's not a perfect player, and he's not even necessarily – a true point guard. Like, he's not a Chris Paul. He's not a scoring threat. He's no Trae Young, or rather, Ja Morant. You know, like, he's not one of these guys who's going to just attack you down your throat. But he can help run your team. And they're also adding Alex Caruso. And you have a guy like Zach LaVine, who's not really a Doberman defender, but he's somebody who could just score and score and score. And you put guys like Lonzo. Lonzo's a great defender. He's got good size. You put Caruso on that team. Now you're getting good pieces around your star player, and they're also going to, Lonzo's going to feed the ball to Vucevic. That team in New Orleans had a lot of young pieces. It was a work in progress because they made the big AD trade, and that team wasn't necessarily put together. They got what they could get. You know what I mean? Like, they got everything they could out of the Lakers, but it didn't mean that it all fit together. And I just don't think Lonzo fit with that group, and I think he'll do a lot better in Chicago.
Now, I thought that he and Zion were a great fit,
too.
Potentially. Why did they sour on him? I mean, you think it just wasn't a good fit? They clearly soured on him in New Orleans.
And they took the ball, right. Chris, right, out of his
hand. Right, they put the ball in Zion's hand half the game.
Well, I mean,
Stan Van Gundy.
You also had Brandon Ingram, too, who needs the ball. And not to criticize Zion, not to criticize Ingram, but that team is a very me-oriented team, like very isolated individual scoring. I love what Zion's going to be, and I love what Ingram's going to be, but they're on their way to get there. I think Lonzo just needed to be in the right place. He was moved on from the Lakers basically to get AD. We don't know had he stayed. It's not like you say, oh, he's moving on from the Lakers because they didn't like him. It's like they moved on because they got AD. So I don't want this to be like a negative on Lonzo that he's moving around. This is a team that's willing to pay for him, go out of their way to make moves to get him. I want to see him succeed. I'm that kind of guy. I want people to succeed. I'm not a hater. I want to see Lonzo. I want to see all these guys healthy.
You don't have to be a hater just to call it the way you see it.
No, for sure. I'm not saying you guys are hating. I'm saying in general that I root for success, and I think someone like Lonzo is in, for the first time in his career, probably has this is really the first time he's been able to choose where he wants to play, right? He was drafted by the Lakers, traded to the Pelicans. So let's see. Now, Lonzo, now you got to show us, though. You know what I mean? You're here. You got your money. You got where you wanted to go. Now we got to see some production at a higher level. Get the Bulls to the playoffs. Let's see what you can do.
I want to ask you about Chris Paul. Why is only partial of his contract guaranteed and not the entire thing? Is it because he's going to be 40 years old, and or I mean, I was a little surprised by that. You know, that what is it, 2.5 years guaranteed? Or
it seems like about yeah, partial guarantee on the third year.
So I have to look it all over with Chris. This is still fresh, and my job is to really break these things down when I see them. So sometimes reporters don't know the exact meanings and the details and whatnot. So that's where my expertise is. But these are just agreements. And until they're actual contracts, it's harder to analyze it. But the basic idea is the Suns need him, and he needs the Suns in a lot of ways. Yeah, he could have gone to New York. They had a lot of money. He could have left. The idea of going with LeBron appealed to Chris a little bit, but ultimately he wanted to stay. And they've got some serious tax issues when they pay DeAndre Ayton, when they pay Bridges. They're already paying Booker. And this is a team where you're already in the finals. There's a lot of room for growth. So I think Chris is, more than anyone, you know, he runs the union. He's the one who helped negotiate the CBA. He's trying to make it work for everybody, not just him, but the entire league. And so he compromised as best he could. I expected him to get $100 million over 3 years. And so he got $120 million over four. So if not all of that's guaranteed, he's still got a bigger contract than I reported in June that he was looking for that. So I was way ahead of the story. And the number's higher, but if not all of it's not guaranteed, then that's the compromise.
Eric, what do you think happens with DeMar DeRozan? There was talk that he might go to the Lakers or the Clippers for, you know, the mid-level exception. It looks like a lot of the money, you know, is now being swallowed up by other players. What do you think happens with him? And now is that mid-level exception for him more in play than we may have thought, you know, yesterday?
Right. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like when I did, I spend months on this stuff. Like as soon as the trade deadline goes down, I start projecting. And one of the guys that was really hard to project was DeMar, because he's not very young, and not that he's old, but he's not very young. He's not a good shooter, but he's really talented. He's a great scorer and a good veteran and a good guy. I mean, you're not going to have a problem with DeMar in your locker room. He's going to help you in a lot of positive ways. But I don't think all these teams were cap space. Most of them needed guards, and they went after them. And the ones that didn't need guards needed shooters. Like Fournier got paid by New York over DeMar because of the money. There was some talk about him going to Miami. And the problem was that Miami really couldn't get the kind of money that they needed. They could have done a sign-and-trade, but he would have had to lock in like 3 years at a dollar that wouldn't have made sense for DeMar. It's one thing to come for a short money for a year. It's another thing to lock in short money for 3 years. So he wasn't going to do that. He could end up back with the Spurs. I haven't counted up their money yet just because, you know, like they don't really have any – they may not have anyone else to spend on. They kind of got McDermott and a few other pieces. So
you like him with the Lakers? You like him with the Lakers?
So, like, technically he's a bad fit, but so is Russell Westbrook when it comes to shooting. You're just adding – I'm like, just stop at it. Go for it. Add everybody – no one can shoot. Just get everybody who can play.
and nobody can shoot. Is that going to work?
And let's see what happens.
Can they play old school basketball? I mean, right? 80s versus 2020. Let's see what's better.
I want to see incentives in the contracts. Like, if you get more money if you shoot below 35% from three. That's it.
That's our man Eric Pincus. Check him out, Bleacher Report. He does a fantastic job covering the NBA. Great stuff, man. We appreciate the time, brother.
All right, guys, anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, Eric, peace. More iCouple, more NBA free agency talk coming your way. You know what to do. Lock it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Magic City Monday. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we've talked a lot about NBA free agency. Again, not, you know, this is not a sea-changing type free agency. The biggest name, Kawhi Leonard, is fully expected to re-sign with the Clippers. And let's face it, at this point, Rob, who's got the money for him anyway?
Nobody. Right?
Other than, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's why everybody already knew. You know what I mean? Right. Like, otherwise, it wouldn't have been out, Chris. You would have, you know what
absolutely. I'm saying? Absolutely. Like, yeah, if you knew or thought you had a legitimate chance to get Kawhi, you're waiting. I'm sorry. There's no doubt about it. Even though he's injured, probably won't play next year, he's a guy that teams still would have paid. But unless he has some type of disastrous experience playing at home, Rob, he was going to stay. I mean,
coming off of what he saw, Chris, which was you have Ty Lue, you got a guy who can coach. Am I right? Like, there's no doubt. If you doubted Ty Lue at all, he showed you he could coach. Paul George stepped up. They got to the Western Conference Finals for the first time in their history. They came back from 0-2 twice, Chris. You said it a million times. No team had ever done that in the NBA, right?
Right.
What is there not to like?
One postseason, yep.
What is there not to like?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. So that's why he'll stay. But the biggest moves, you know, Miami. They go out and get Kyle Lowry, who was a big deal, one of the biggest names on the market. And then a shocker, Rob, they signed P.J. Tucker. So I don't know if Milwaukee just didn't have the money or what, but that was a stunner. And I know P.J. didn't put up big numbers for the Bucks, but he was important. He was the guy guarding, to a large extent, Kevin Durant. And he was huge against Phoenix with his defense. So that's a loss. It's not an insurmountable loss, but that's a loss. What do you think about Miami? I mean, they're obviously trying to make moves. Look, they're not Brooklyn. They're not on that level. They're not Milwaukee. They're not on that level. And look, I know they beat Milwaukee last year. And they tried to put up the wall against Giannis this year, right?
And
it just didn't work. Yes.
Right.
So I like Butler. He's a gamer. But I think they're still a notch, a tick below the real contenders in the East.
It's funny because a guy who visited us in the studio, Max, had just texted me, Chris, literally right before you started this segment. And the text says, huge free agent signings, Rob. A lot of teams got better. Miami is going to be a problem for a lot of teams in the East. They match up very well defensively. And I text him back, still see them behind Nets, Bucks, and Philly. I do, Chris. I do.
Definitely Nets and Bucks. Philly, let's see what they do, right?
Right. I mean,
they're not a mentally tough team, I don't believe, and that's where Miami could, you know, Miami's going to be hardcore, right? We know what Bam's about. We know what Butler and Lowry are about. We know what that organization's about. So they're going to be professional. They're going to play hard. They're going to get after it, and they do have some shooting with Duncan Robinson and others. So they're good, but to your point, I mean, who are we fooling?
Right.
I mean, look, I don't know. It was pixie dust flying around in the bubble. You say it took place in Disney World.
Right.
Mickey Mouse, the leprechauns. I don't know what was going on down there. But somehow they got to the NBA Finals. But don't get it twisted. It's a good team. I'm not. I like Kyle Lowry, but was he 35, 36, you know. He's a very good player. The Lakers would love to have him.
You know, I like his seasoning. I usually put it on my steak and stuff. But other than that, Lowry's, I'm just not there. No, Alex, nothing?
Nothing.
No. Nothing,
Rob,
man.
Rob, even, look, Alex, Iowa Sam, USC Chris, and even the heavy one, Don.
What?
Brown. I think his name, Don Brown. Bad Don Brown.
Right.
None of them have had different reactions to your jokes the last two weeks.
You know what, Alex? I can count on you.
Every time. How many times have you had to say nothing?
Nothing. Because
it keeps happening.
They're asleep. You know what I mean? Like, they just don't get the show.
See, Rob, they just don't understand your depth of humor is what it is.
Yes. You know, how many people would say Lowry's? Come on, Lowry's salt, seasoned salt,
Most
right?
people no. have no idea what you're talking about.
Alex, have you ever had Lowry's on any
I'm sorry,
meat?
Since I was working
it's
the herd
Coca-Cola,
all week, I only use pink
Rob.
Himalayan salt now, so.
People don't know, Rob G.
It's Nike, it's not Coca-Cola,
I got some at
it's
home.
Not Xerox.
But he's not Lowry's.
It's not like a household name.
Rob G, Lowry's
When you say
salt?
Lowry's, the first thing that comes to your mind is seasoned salt. It's not Tabasco. You know what I'm saying? Come on, you got to give me something, Rob. I mean, come on. Lowry's. That's like me saying, I don't know, give me, you know, something. I'll come up with something. But no, it's not. They're not that big. They're not big enough. You gotta do better than that. Well, speaking of which, when is your when you doing your new stand up for us?
Stand
up? Your 5 minute stand up on the show.
It's gonna happen before I think early September.
You're about to get cut off. All right.